With the legislature split between Democrats and Republicans, lawmakers had a tough time agreeing on some hot-button issues this year. But they put aside their partisan differences on several alcohol-related bills. They made it legal to hand out free beer samples at liquor and grocery stores. They paved the way for brew pubs to expand. And they added an extra liquor license to let an Ozaukee County restaurant serve cocktails. Nina Emerson directs the Resource Center on Impaired Driving at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Law School. She says there is a general acceptance of drinking in Wisconsin.
I mean, I think it's from the populace on up to people in government. I mean, I just think that it's fairly entrenched.
Emerson says one stat that bears that out is the availability of alcohol in Wisconsin. There are almost three times as many places to buy it per person here compared to the national average. Another bill lawmakers passed in a hurry made sure that bars would not have to close an hour early when daylight savings time came earlier than usual this year.
So you tell me, okay, what's the priority here? I mean, that thing, that the change in the closing times with the daylight savings time, that thing went through in a heartbeat. There was just, that was the fastest passed legislation I've ever seen. So what that tells me is that there's real consistent support for supporting the alcohol industry.
Lawmakers and the governor did agree on one law that toughens penalties on repeat drunk drivers, calling for prison time for five-time offenders. Emerson says that's already an option for judges, but it's one that police say courts rarely use. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.